Hello, world of Audio Boo. We are in Israel. Actually, tell me, why do I always say we when we are in a recording experiment? I am in a house that belongs to my very dear friend. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Who are you?
I am the Wicked Witch of the West, more commonly known as me.
And okay, hello me, how are you?
I'm good, I'm hungry.
So, actually, we are now in the kitchen. And, of course, the person in question is Nama.
Hello.
And
Calmwaters 73 here.
Calmwaters 73, yes. And now Calmwaters 73 is making a chicken sandwich for Dreamy _ Lyrics. Which
and
is
for G-Shang.
And Jesus!
And for Jesus, Shang.
G. Shang. See, I am not good at that stuff. And now, let me ask you, what are you exactly putting in that thing?
Well, you guys wanted chicken schnitzel sandwiches, and I usually don't buy a lot of these things, but I do happen to have frozen chicken schnitzels in my freezer that I bought because I know how much you like them.
Mm-hmm.
So I put them in the oven, and I'm heating them up. I don't like to microwave them because even though you can, they're like already made. I think they come out nicer.
Yeah.
When you put them in the oven.
Ooh, what's this?
What?
I placed my hand on an object.
That's a pepper. Haven't you seen a pepper before?
It was wet and cold and scary.
Of course, because I washed it.
Ew.
It's not ew.
Okay.
And then I'll put the chicken sandwiches, the schnitzels into these big, like half baguette size bread rolls, and I'll put, like, you can put barbecue sauce in there, you can put mayonnaise, you can put, you know, vegetable, whatever. And
are we having bacon in there?
And you can put bacon in there, of course.
Because the bacon is like the ingredient.
Double bacon.
Heaven. Double bacon. I want my bacon and my bacon too.
But anyways, we are here because we wanted to experiment with this cool recording. And I wanted to show you how to make a Middle Eastern omelet. The reason I wanted to do that is because I'm not having a chicken schnitzel because they're fried and I am trying to not eat fried food and watch my figure. So I'm going to make a Middle Eastern omelet, and it's really, really healthy. I think it's tasty. Some of you who know me for years know that I've made this before on, like, a broadcast making this on a show. But anyways, this omelet usually is eaten, like, as a meal. It's not usually a breakfast omelet because it's quite big. So it can be a main meal if you put enough ingredients in it. So my ingredients are, and I'm not going to tell you like a lot of quantities because it all depends how many people you're making it for, but I have a really, really small onion, 2 cloves of garlic. Now I will say straight away that you can make this without onion and garlic if you don't like one or the other or can't eat one or the other. The onion and garlic are totally optional. I have a little bit of a chili pepper. I have 1 large red pepper and 2 kind of smallish tomatoes or tomatoes, depending on where you're from.
Tomati.
And I'll tell you later what happens with all of this. Of course, there'll be eggs involved and all sorts of things, but this is the basis of it. And if you're making this and you want to experiment with other vegetables and like replace and, you know, substitute, you can substitute. You can have zucchini in there. You can have eggplant. You can have.
Luminen, Mars.
Snow,
Mars.
Get out of the kitchen, Snowy. That's our dog.
Come on.
Now, what I am telling you, personally, I love vegetables. Now, I know not too many people do, especially vegetables are not very interesting if you don't make them kind of like with flavoring. This is a great way to have vegetables if you usually don't like to have vegetables, because it's all inside like a sauce, and you can dip bread in the sauce and scoop everything up, and it's all kind of like mixed, and so you don't feel like pieces of vegetables that people usually don't like. Now, I'm fortunate to live in a country, well, temporarily live in a country where vegetables are relatively inexpensive, and so I am also fortunate enough to be able to afford, because it's not so expensive, organic vegetables, which I think taste a lot nicer. They're a bit smaller, but they taste like vegetables used to taste. Like, tomato is really nice and sweet, and so is the pepper. So I chopped the onion and garlic, which you don't have to use. And I put them in a non-stick kind of flat saucepan or a wide frying pan that you can put the lid on. Now I'm going to cut a little piece of this chili pepper, because these chili peppers are very, very hot. In fact, we grow chili peppers in our own garden. The red hot chili peppers.
All right.
Right. So the the onion and garlic are just starting to saute. Right now I haven't yet put anything with them, not even oil. I will put oil in a second, but you can chop, dice them really small if you're using them. If not, you can start with the peppers. And just let them sit a little bit and start to get soft. Pretty soon you'll start hearing some sizzling. So now I'm going to add some olive oil, really good quality olive oil. Olive oil is used in quite a bit of Middle Eastern and Mediterranean cooking. And because I'm watching my weight, I'm going to add a teaspoon of olive oil, but of course you can add more. But it's really enough. You don't want this to be oily. This is nice, strong olive oil. Of course, if you don't like olive oil, you can use regular vegetable oil. But we're trying to make this one healthy, right? Anyway, I do like olive oil. I'm one of these people who happens to like it. While the chili, onion, and garlic are sautéing, I'm going to quickly dice my pepper and tomatoes after I drop my pepper on the floor. And it's rolling, rolling, rolling.
It doesn't want to die. You wouldn't want to be cut up in pieces.
Yeah, it's trying to escape from me. Of course, I'm washing it again. Always wash your fruits and vegetables, even if they are organic. Okay. So, first thing you've got to do is seed them. So take out, cut around the kind of middle part and take out all the seeds. You're probably starting to hear the sizzling.
I could come closer.
And pretty soon you'll start to smell.
That we can't record, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately. You'll start to smell the onion and garlic sautéing. And it will smell good. I think Johanna can even tell you pretty soon.
Except that I'm not a big fan of the smell of garlic.
No.
Because of, for personal reasons, it's not that I don't like the flavor, but it makes me sick, so I...
What, the smell?
No, but if I have to eat it. So my body kind of tells me it's alarm if I smell it.
You'll smell more the onion, though, because there's a very little bit of garlic. Smells a little bit like the bases for pasta sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am now chopping the pepper. This is a red pepper. You can use any kind of pepper you like. You can use green, you can use yellow, you can mix them, whatever you like. I'm just chopping them into really small pieces, like bite-sized pieces. And if you make this, if this sounds good to you, Johanna, and you make this for yourself, you really don't need the garlic. It's just stuff that you like. You can put, this is the kind of thing that you can put stuff, anything you like.
Yeah, I would just probably put bacon and salami.
That kind of loses loses the point. No, but you like pepper.
Yeah.
So I'm cutting up this pepper, and I'm going to throw it into the frying pan. Tell you a secret though, even if you can't finish it, it's also good cold. I personally prefer it hot, but you can have it cold on top of like salad or whatever, because it comes out kind of saucy. It's not, I'll show you why in a few minutes. Traditionally this is eaten with bread. It kind of dunk in and with the sauce, you mop it up. I have organic whole wheat bread here. I've tried making this with eggplants and zucchini, and it works quite nicely. And actually, you can make this as a cold salad if you don't add the eggs. Let's say if you saute all the vegetables and make the sauce that I'm going to show you, this can turn into a Moroccan cooked salad, which you can again eat with bread. So it's very versatile, this particular recipe. Now I finished dicing the pepper. Ah, lovely. Now come the tomatoes or tomatoes, depending on what you want to add.
Now I move here.
To the left, to the left. Okay. That's just me throwing away the, you know, the tops of the tomatoes. Yeah, those are your rolls.
I'm experimenting.
You're exploring.
Experimenting.
Ah, experimenting.
I'm also going to have some water. I am feeling that I need some.
Water is a good thing. Chopping up the tomatoes into cubes. Again, bite-sized cubes. Not too small, not too big. Just right. And this goes into frying pan, or the saucepan, sorry, and a lid goes on top.
Mm-hmm.
So we leave that to saute for a few minutes, and now I'm going to make the sauce. Now you don't have to do it this way. I'm going to make the sauce in a separate bowl and then just pour the whole thing on top.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I do it that way is because I feel that it gets stirred into the mixture better. You can just throw the ingredients into the pan one by one if you don't want to make it all in a bowl. But I prefer to do it. I take about two really, really big tablespoons of tomato paste or tomato paste, or in some places it's called tomato puree. Just, you know, it's not liquid.
Tomate puree.
Yeah, that.
It's like tomato porridge, kind of.
Well, it's really pureed tomato.
Porridged tomato.
Porridged tomato.
Yeah.
And I put that in a bowl.
It's like smashed potatoes.
And I take about a quarter of a cup. You can add more if you need water, so that it can be like a more consistency. It could even be half a cup, depending on how consistent you like your sauce, consistency of the sauce. That's in a.
Okay.
So what? What people? So. Not spraying myself with tomato sauce would be good, so I'll try not to. So I'm stirring the puree together with the water, and I form this kind of, you can really touch it with your finger and decide which consistency you like. Not too runny, but remember, you also have lots of solid things in there, so you want a bit of liquid, but you don't want it to be soupy. So make sure it's still a little bit thick. Now, I will add, and this whole time the vegetables are sautéing, I'll turn the heat down a little bit. I will add a bit of salt. To taste, you say, you know, salt and pepper to taste. This is off topic, but I can start smelling your schnitzels that are in the oven.
Yay!
Pretty soon I'll fry some bacon for you guys. Pepper.
So there's like one very unhealthy and one very healthy meal happening.
The world is full of paradoxes.
Yes. So it's like balanced.
Balance. Just a pinch of cumin. This is what I add. Again, you can play with spices. I put some chili pepper in there, so I'm not adding any more chili powder. But if you don't have chili pepper, you can always add chili powder to this if you like. If you don't like it spicy, like in terms of hot, then don't. I'm going to add a little bit of red paprika with the... Not the pepper, but the actual spice, the paprika spice. And a tiny little bit of oregano. Again, not a must. You can add basil, you can add thyme, whatever you like. Really, this is a very personal kind of preference dish. Red paprika. The tomato mixture, so it's not clumped together. And now I pour it over the veggies. Starting to get a little bit soft. If it's too thin, add a bit more tomato paste. If it's too thick, add some water. Sorry about this. Now I'm going to take two eggs, because these are not the hugest eggs. I'm going to have two eggs with this. Now, the eggs are not ready to go in there because you don't want them overcooked and rubbery. But what I like to do is I like to open the eggs, crack them into a bowl.
Hang on, I want to come closer.
Yeah, because that's going to sound cool. Crack them into a bowl and smell them because you don't want, like, smelly eggs.
Ew.
I haven't seen smelly eggs in a long time.
I have another method for testing that. If it floats, if you put it in the, you know, the kettle that has water in
a
it.
Pot, yeah.
If it floats, then it's bad.
Ooh. Well. That's one. And it doesn't smell. And two. Now what I'm going to do, I'm not going to beat them. I'm going to leave them with the yolks intact. Because that's how you make this omelet. You don't, I mean, if you prefer it, I suppose you can beat them and make it like an omelet proper, but this is not what this thing is about. This is about the eggs kind of like still being whole in the sauce, and then when you have the bread, you kind of break the yolk with the bread and the sauce, and it's like, oh my God, it's so good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait. And we don't have to record this. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to wait probably another 10 minutes until the vegetables get all soft. And then I'm going to pour the eggs into the saucepan. And I'm going to cover again with a lid. And leave for another probably 10 minutes. And then you serve it. And you serve it with bread, fresh bread preferably. And if you really don't want bread, you don't need it. It's quite a nice meal even without it, but the bread goes very well with the sauce. And that, my dear friends, is how you make this Mediterranean omelet.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
For the interview. And then I will look forward to my unhealthy bacon sandwich.